Heroes, real or imagined, were in the news last week. The latest Harry Potter book provided fantasy. On the reality front, Montgomery County, Maryland, Police Chief Charles Moose resigned his post. He wanted to avoid ethics rules prohibiting him from exploiting his role in the investigation of the D.C. area sniper attacks last year. Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa returned to the diamond after sitting out a few games for using a corked bat in a game, and Private First Class Jessica Lynch, a victim of a wrong turn in Iraq, was still recuperating from her injuries while reporters worked to unravel the real story behind her capture and rescue. Peter Gibbon studies heroes. He's a research associate at the Harvard School of Education and author of A Call to Heroism, Renewing America's Vision of Greatness. He joins us from the studios of member station WGBH in Boston. Hello, Mr. Gibbon.
Hello, Leanne.
The New York Times reported this past week that various media entities were courting Private Lynch to tell her story. And at the same time, the Washington Post published a lengthy article questioning what happened to her in Iraq. What's your considered opinion here? Is she hero or victim?
Well, I don't think she's going to be a Medal of Honor winner, and I don't think she's going to be remembered in history books. But after all, she was a brave soldier. She was wounded. She was captured. It was very dramatic. So I think that Jessica Lynch was sort of emblematic of a successful war. Particularly, the story sort of broke when we were bogged down just getting into Baghdad. So I think warrior and hero have always gone together in American history.
What do you think it says about the state of our country that America was so quick to embrace her as a hero?
Well, it was a very powerful and moving story, so I think it's understandable that America would embrace her as a hero. After all, she came from a struggling family in West Virginia. She wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. Here she winds up in a hospital in Iraq. Her fellow soldiers all die. So in a way, I think Americans are more interested in living heroes than dead heroes. I'm sure that when Jessica recovers, she'll say the true heroes were buried in Iraq. And I think, I don't mean to dismiss Jessica Lynch. I mean, I think anyone who went into that war was heroic by the very definition of being a soldier.
Sammy Sosa is seen as a heroic figure because he hit so many of those home runs. Is that enough to warrant such adulation?
Well, home run hitters have always been heroes going back to Babe Ruth in America. But certainly he is tainted. I mean, he was not only a home run hitter, he was a role model. He was a poor boy from the Dominican Republic who worked his way up, has hit 500 home runs. But using an illegal bat is going to taint him. I just saw a story in the paper where this kid is looking at the bat in the glass case that hit the 500th home run, and the kids saying, well, is there any cork in there? So people will be skeptical.
Hmm. Chief Moose is an interesting example. Now, he was really embraced as the hero of the sniper investigation, but the alleged killers were caught by somebody else, caught by accident, and the police chief is criticized for releasing information during that investigation that turned out to be incorrect. Why would he merit hero status?
Well, he sort of was emblematic. He was the face of a successful manhunt. He's now tainted a little bit by commercialism. We don't want our heroes to necessarily make $20,000 on a lecture and go on to be in movies and write books. So I do think the fact that the Ethics Commission of Maryland has asked Chief Moose to step down taints him somewhat.
What do you think? Is there almost a certain pleasure that comes with building up someone as a hero and then something taints them and, you know, we tear them down?
Well, Leanne, I think you're right. We're very much in love with celebrity. We confuse the word celebrity with hero. And in a media age with so many channels and so much competition for attention, these figures get raised up very quickly and then forgotten. So I'm in favor of more lasting heroes. A hero is a person of bravery, extraordinary achievement, who can serve as a model or an ideal. And I think Martin Luther King lasts, and George Washington lasts, and Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't think the three that we're discussing will be of permanent significance in American history.
Peter Gibbon is a research associate at the Harvard School of Education. He's also the author of A Call to Heroism, Renewing America's Vision of Greatness. He joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thank you, Mr. Gibbon.
Thank you, Leanne.